learned that the state of restful alertness, which gives rise to the state of being, is a natural state for the nervous system. Now, from birth on, the nervous system automatically reflects the waking, dreaming, and deep sleep states of consciousness, automatically. My question is, why doesn't the nervous system from time to time just automatically reflect the state of restful alertness like it does the other states of consciousness?
It does. Only the periods are so. The periods are so small, insignificantly small. The periods are so small that one generally misses it. Waking state of consciousness, maybe from 5 o'clock till 11 o'clock. Dreaming maybe from 11 to 1. Deep sleep maybe from 1 to 5. And then again waking and then again dreaming and again, waking and dreaming and sleeping. These states of consciousness continue. Maybe, waking and dreaming and sleep state of consciousness. Now we know that it's our experience. When from sleep we arise to the waking, we do not experience deep sleep and waking at any time, at any one time. Deep sleep and then waking. We do not experience waking and dreaming. Maybe a dream, maybe of the type that one sees, I am awake and I am dreaming. But that whole state is a dreaming state. One doesn't experience waking and dreaming at the same time. That shows whatever is the small gap between the two, there is a gap, however small might be. For our understanding, maybe this is the gap between waking and dreaming, and between dreaming and sleeping, maybe this is a gap, and between sleeping and waking, this is a gap. There is a gap because we do not experience waking and dreaming at the same time. This gap, what is this gap? If we analyze thoroughly, we'll find that this is that pure consciousness in between the two. What we are doing in meditation, we are closing waking state of consciousness very gradually, gradually. Gross experience of thought, subtle experience of thought, subtle. As we are entering into this region of finer experiences, what is happening? We are forgetting the outer body, the forgetting the outer things, and forgetting the outer things. And then we are forgetting. Forgetting means the waking state of consciousness is being closed and closed and closed, but very gradually being closed. Very gradually being closed means, if this is the waking state of consciousness, we don't fall off here straight away. We are slow, we are just like that, and just like that. Finer and finer and finer and finer and finer. At this point, the waking state of consciousness is completely transcended, and now we are left in the transcendental awareness. This is our experience of meditation. That if we allow gradual disappearing of the waking state, then what happens is transcendental awareness is gained. If we don't allow gradual disappearing of waking state, then we fall flat here, and here is the waking and here is the sleep. If we can use a trick of finer experiences, and that we can do the trick only in the waking, whether we do it in the morning hours of the day, or midday, or afternoon, or midnight, or late in the night, or whatever. Whatever time of the day we meditate, and gradually allow the waking state to fade away gradually, then what we find is, this state is not sleep. It is transcendental awareness. It is awareness. Transcendental awareness. We get TA. If gradually we fade, we get TA. If we don't gradually fade, then we don't get TA. This is the traveling allowance. And traveling allowance is very dear to all the workers. This dear state is gained when we use a system of gradually fading away from the waking state. Generally what we are doing, we are using the nervous system from morning till night and using it till it resigns to be used anymore. Eyes just don't, they begin to fall like that. It's done. The day's work is done and now must take rest. That means we cut sharp here. We are using the nervous system, it's being used, and now the machinery cannot be used, it stops. And that is the reason why we do not experience this gap. This gap we do not experience because the nervous system, by the time it comes to the time of sleep, the nervous system is so very tired that it cannot experience any finer state. There is no time for gradual slipping from waking state to deep sleep. And deep sleep is here. Supposing. If we could start like that, back again, gradually entertaining sleep, and then falling into deep sleep here. Complete fall. Gradually entertaining. If we could adopt a method that we gradually slip out of waking, and gradually having slipped out of waking at one point, gradually we start entertaining sleep till we fast, till we fall into deep sleep gradually. Then this point will give us the taste of pure consciousness. But because we are using the nervous system till it gets dead tired, therefore this gradual sleeping is missing in our daily routine. That is the reason why, from even though there is definitely this gap, however small it may be, there is this gap, and this gap is certainly neither waking nor dream, neither dream nor sleep, neither sleep nor waking. Some gap, but the gap is not appreciated because the nervous system is not in a position to appreciate it. At this point, the nervous system is alert, and because it is alert when we are awake, between sleep and waking, the nervous system is alert. When it is alert, it can't experience sleep thrown out into waking. So there is no way of gradually retiring from sleep and then gradually coming on to the waking, because the nervous system is either fully tired or awake. Now, it may be that when we are thinking in terms of gradually coming to waking state from deep sleep, it may happen that we are half sleepy and half sleepy and gradually coming on. But that is not the final state of the waking consciousness. It is coming into waking but enveloped with dullness of the sleep. Dullness. And that dullness cannot appreciate finer regions of the waking consciousness. So even though we may be feeling that, no, we do experience something when we are awake, we are not fully awake, quickly from deep sleep, gradually we come to waking state. But that is the dullness of the night. The dullness of the night becomes fainter and fainter and fainter and fainter and fainter, fainter. And then when the dullness of the night is very faint, then the waking comes. We don't step into the, from the dullness, from the region of dullness, we cannot enter into the finer regions of waking state. From dullness, we can only get on to the grosser levels of waking state. See the point? From dullness of the night, we can only enter into the gross levels of the waking state. And gross and gross and gross and gross. When the waking state is full, then from that full waking state, it may be possible for us to enter into the finer regions of the waking state. Because experience of the finer regions, in order that the system reflects finer regions of waking state, in order that the system reflects consciousness of the finer waking state, it is necessary that the system is more enlivened than it is in the ordinary waking state. So from the dullness of the night, the system can only be brought to the normal, to the ordinary functioning level, where it can only reflect waking state of consciousness. And when the whole system is awake in an ordinary manner, then from there the finer regions of the system could be enlivened in order to give experience of the finer regions of the waking state in order to get to this point.